and State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I'm joined by the wonderful Ariane.
Hello, hello.
Today on Social Media News, we are starting off with a story, and it is related to fire. And in our last social media episode, we talked about some of the fires that are going on in California. And this is equally tragic, I would say, but has to do with fire in a different way.
Right, right.
So if you all remember the different challenges that come on social media.
A lot of them are so stupid.
They're very, some of them can be for good causes.
Yeah, they can.
But some of them are also like dumb.
Yeah, like why? Did you not think of that first?
Right, exactly. Like, you think of the consequences of, anyway, like, I remember the cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, dumb.
It was dumb.
Yeah.
The ice bucket challenge? Yeah, that was for a good cause,
It was for a good cause, but it was still dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think, even though they did the challenge, I don't think they donated. So, and that was, like, the whole purpose was to, like, do the challenge, but still donate for, what was it, something like that. But not a lot of people donated for the cause after that. They just did the dumb challenge.
Yeah, and I think, like, I understand if some of them are for donations, but then the challenge itself is still usually kind of ridiculous.
Yeah,
no matter the cause. I feel like it's always, it's kind of funny at least.
Right. This one isn't so funny.
This one is not funny. And I just want to give a disclaimer. Don't do this.
Ever do this. It's like the Tide Pod. Don't do it. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I think the Tide Pod's a little funny, but don't actually eat it. I only think it's funny because I don't think people actually eat it.
Yeah.
So, I don't think this is funny because people have actually done this.
Yes.
So this is a craze which is basically setting yourself on fire.
Yeah.
It's called the Fire Challenge. And it usually involves teenagers, as many of these challenges do. And it's like these other internet challenges, you would film yourself.
Yeah.
So like the Ice Bucket Challenge, you film yourself doing it.
Yeah.
Which is another reason why this is so horrifying.
Yeah.
Because it's caught on camera.
Yeah. You setting yourself on fire on camera.
Right.
Not smart.
Right. And it's not even in like I don't know. Like, I know like people protest by setting themselves on fire. This is not that. This is dumb. As we mentioned, Tide Pods, I guess they were too lame because it got way more extreme.
Yeah, it did.
And I have heard about this before, but then it had a resurgence recently. And the article that I read, I think it particularly mentioned whales where this was going on.
Okay. Wow. What's wrong with whales?
Yeah, this was just bad, I guess. And it mentioned whales, and I think it also mentioned also Detroit as well. So it's like worldwide.
Yeah.
But this one started talking about whales. And it began in 2014 and has picked up again, as I said before. And apparently there have been some staff at a hospital in the area, and they've confirmed that they have seen a rise of teenagers who are being admitted to the hospital with serious burns.
Yeah.
And kind of how it happens is teenagers who participate in this challenge will pour liquid on themselves, some sort of fire starter.
Right, like a flammable liquid.
Right, a flammable liquid, and then they will set themselves on fire, and it'll be filmed, and this can be, I mean, I really feel like I don't have to explain how bad this could be.
Right, exactly.
Like, just your entire body being burned.
Dumb.
Yeah, really bad.
Yeah.
And like some of this has resulted in like major surgeries, life support treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And like a lot of teenagers come in, if they do come in having participated in this challenge, they will sometimes, you know, they'll be like outpatients, you know, like they'll get some bandages, get care, and they can leave. But there are some that have had to stay for longer periods of time because mm-hmm. their burns have been worse.
Yeah.
And so that was taken from some of hospital staff in Wales.
Did you watch any of these?
No.
I saw one.
No.
When it was
really?
Like the big craze a couple years. So this kid was standing in his shower, like in his bathtub.
Oh.
And he had his shirt off and he had dreads. So I don't know. This could have happened in Detroit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he had dreadlocks. But he set his chest on fire it cut his hair on fire. And then he was like freaking out trying to turn on the shower. I'm like, you dummy. You shouldn't have did that in the first place. But yeah, I don't even know how I came across it. I think my son showed me or something. He was like, oh, look at this new challenge. I was like, don't ever do that. I will kill you before you can ever do that myself. Like, don't.
But I'm surprised that didn't get taken off of YouTube.
It was, I don't know if it was before, like it might have by now, but yeah. It was ridiculous. I was like, why?
But I feel like that is almost a little bit smarter than some other people because they're in a shower.
Yeah.
So it's the idea that you can set yourself or turn it off. Yeah. Although if you're dousing yourself in like a flammable liquid, water doesn't always put that out.
No, because if it's like a certain oil
right.
or something,
it won't
it's gonna
go out because
it.
Of that. Yeah. Which also, again, don't do it.
Yeah.
But just know that water will not always put it out. You got to put like dirt on it or something.
Roll around. Stop, drop and roll.
Exactly. The things that we are all taught. But so that, the information I shared about the hospital was from accounts from a hospital in Wales.
Hmm.
And then this one, as I mentioned, I read about this happening in Detroit as well.
Hmm.
And this happened in August, I believe. A girl who was 12 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
She burned 49% of her body.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is
awful.
Was
she by herself?
No. She had friends who filmed it.
Oh, dummies.
So
dumb. Oh, my gosh.
So dumb. Okay. This is just so bad.
It
okay,
is.
So her name is Tamaya Landers, and she performed this challenge in front of two friends at her house.
Oh, no.
And this is, again, her mother had just made them, I guess, pancakes or something,
was
and
it
then
like
had
a sleepover?
Left. Yeah, it was like a sleepover. And so her mom had just been there and then left. But then within minutes of her mom leaving, when the girls were just alone, mm-hmm. the mom heard a loud explosion and came back, and her daughter was engulfed in flames.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then her stepfather put her in a bath and tried to, like, spray her with water to put it out.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, like, her mom tried to, like, take off her burning clothes and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
It's... Ugh. Yeah, I know. And she had to go to the hospital, and she ended up being put on a ventilator in intensive care and was bandaged from her head to her knees.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that hurts.
I know. That and hurts. Apparently, when they, like, went to look at it, I guess when police went on scene, there was, like, I think it was, like, a Bath and Body Works perfume bottle nearby. It's what is what she doused herself in.
So,
because it's flammable.
Goodness. Yeah, they are flammable.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, it's just...
Oh, why? God. Why? Like, seriously? And your friends think this is funny? Or okay? Like, that's serious injury.
And you're in... Like, you're putting flammable liquid on yourself?
Yeah.
Like, are you not thinking about that?
Right.
Like, it's not like a... Can't, like,
it's... Ugh. Yeah. I swear, children nowadays, they didn't get critical thinking in school. They don't even get that. I think even now, like, seriously, on a serious note, my kids, my nephew and my daughter, when mm-hmm. They're in fifth grade, when they bring home schoolwork,
mm-hmm.
they don't have a critical thinking area anywhere.
Mm.
And I'm like, do you guys not learn how to think at all? Like, ever?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times school can be a lot of memorization.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
Yeah.
Although I do feel like I don't understand the point of memorization because now we have a computer in our pockets.
Yo, I don't memorize anything. I think the only thing I have memorized is my house number when I was a kid.
Right.
Because I have to memorize
because you
it.
Have, and you have all the information in your hand. I don't know. Anyway, so another nurse who was at, this is again going back to the hospital in Wales.
Right,
she is specifically for the burns and plastic surgery unit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a quote said, they copy from social media and YouTube, and they call them YouTube challenges. They film themselves doing these challenges and then upload them in the hope that they will become social media stars. We definitely have seen an increase in the number of teenagers who have suffered quite serious burns because of this.
Yeah, these challenges are not going to make you guys stars. I'm going to tell you that right now.
No.
Unless you're already famous and you're doing these, and not even stupid ones. Like, I've seen famous people do, like, the ice bucket challenge and stuff like that. Not dumb, but they're already famous. And
right. Yeah.
And they're not... The other people who do them, like, They're not going to know who you are. I'm sorry. This right. is not going to help.
And even if you become famous for this, like, for what? For doing something stupid, like risking your life?
Yeah. And it's for 10 minutes. This famous, like, limelight right. is not going to last at all. Be smarter about the situation. Learn how to, if you want to do a YouTube channel, like, do something original. Not do right. a stupid challenge that everybody else is doing. That's dumb.
I know. And this is a dangerous challenge.
Yeah.
So please take your don't life. Do this.
Yeah. Scar you for life.
Yeah, literally. And even though this had its time in 2014, it apparently had a comeback for a bit. Please don't do it. Also, I would say I'm surprised like videos like this would even go on the internet. Right. I really think YouTube would remove them.
Right.
If they haven't already. So, I mean, if you're trying to get famous, it's not even going to last that long really on
won't.
The internet.
It really won't.
They'll take it off.
Yeah.
And it's not worth it.
It's really
it's
not.
It's really not. It's really I mean, not. What is YouTube fame, really? It's nothing.
It really
don't,
isn't. Doesn't,
don't
doesn't,
do it.
I mean, you can get paid for ads and stuff like that, but that's not fame fame. Like, what? Seriously? You don't need to do all that. Be a right. smarter person.
Or just do something else.
Yeah.
That doesn't risk your body.
Right. Your life your or life. Your image or anything like that. Be smarter about the situation, people. Please don't right. do this.
And with that, we'll be taking a quick break, and then we'll be back with some more social media news.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the Social Media News Podcast. We are continuing our episode, and we are talking about a more uplifting story. This has to do with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I hope you all had a wonderful holiday. This story is very heartwarming, and I feel like just makes me like, this is why we have holidays like right. this, you know, just to open your home to others.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about a teenager who got connected by a wrong number to another lady who claimed to be his grandma.
Right. Wrong
and
text.
It was a wrong text.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a invitation to Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
Which is adorable.
Super cute.
So this happened in Arizona. And this grandmother, she accidentally texted this young man. His name, the grandmother's name is Wanda Dench. Mm-hmm. And she sent it to teenager Jamal Hinton. And she thought she was inviting her grandson, which Jamal is not her grandson.
Right.
and this happened originally back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And the text was inviting him to come to Thanksgiving dinner. And of course he was like, who is this? And she just responded like, oh, it's your grandma.
Right.
like grandma would.
Right, exactly.
And so basically they realized it was a wrong number. And then she let him come to Thanksgiving dinner anyway.
Yeah.
And that happened in 2016, as I said, and it has been going on since then.
Right.
Every Thanksgiving, he has gone back to her house and enjoyed dinner with her and her family.
Exactly.
Which is so cute.
It was. I really like how the original, they have a screenshot of the original message, and the grandma, when he's like, who's this? And she's like, it's your grandma. And he's like, grandma, can I have a picture? And she sent him a selfie of her.
Right, yeah.
And so, and then when I saw, he sent her a picture back, and he was just like, wrong number, sent her a picture of him, but he's like, I'd still like to come to Thanksgiving. And she was like, so he went. And
then
I also seen on Twitter how he posted a picture of them, because they take selfie each year. And he posted 2016, 17, and 18, and then still counting. So that's an amazing friendship, like, one-off friendship that I feel like that they'll have for a very long time.
I know. I think it's adorable. I think also, like you said, when he's like, who's this? And she said, your grandma. And then he's like, grandma, can I have a picture? And then right. she's like, oh, of who?
Yeah.
He's like, of you.
She's so lost.
She's so cute, because of course she just thinks it's her grandson.
Right.
It's so adorable.
Right.
And so he went to Thanksgiving dinner, had it with her and her family. And then I don't know if he seems like he's like pretty like personable.
Right. Yeah.
So I feel like I guess the rest of the family was all like fine with it.
Right.
Even though I was like, because of the wrong number.
Right.
And then when asked like why like she let him come to Thanksgiving dinner. She just told the news that that's what grandmas do.
Yeah.
Because they just like make Thanksgiving dinner, which is so cute. She also told the news that the invitee, the guest, Hinton, is awesome, and that he expressed excitement because he gained a new grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, so that is so cute.
And I guess the family just says that they plan to keep the tradition going. And then this last year, Hinton brought his girlfriend as well.
Oh.
So I feel like they're just like very welcoming. And,
right. Yeah.
And they just want everyone to have a good holiday.
Yeah. I read in another article about this because I seen this on a few things. Like people were like retweeting his tweet and stuff like that. And when they asked him about it, like, why would you go to a stranger's house? And, you know, that's somebody else's family. And he was like, I believe, what did he say? He said something like, I believe everything happens for a reason. And if she's going to, it like she connected, we got connected in this weird way for a reason, and he's like, it's built a life, it's gonna be a lifelong friendship for me.
Aww.
So I was like, you are so cute. Aww.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Yeah, so he's very grateful that she, you know, let him come the first year.
So aww, I was like, so
that's
glad.
So sweet.
I know, that's a good story.
Those are the good feelings you want around the holidays.
Those are the good Thanksgiving feelings.
Yeah.
I also heard that Hinton, the young man, said that he hopes one day he can host her and that she can come over.
Okay.
Because I think she mentioned that she's like, yeah, like, you know, I might like want to cut down on how much I'm like cooking Thanksgiving dinner and everything. Yeah. So I think he wants to one day host her as well.
That would be sweet. Like, a Friends Thanksgiving. Like, didn't you do one of those, Heidi?
Yeah, I did like a Friendsgiving. He could have a small little get together, you know? I think that'd be adorable.
That would be cute.
And then, you know, Friendsgiving, you can kind of serve whatever you want.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be traditional Thanksgiving.
Right.
Just whatever your guests want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about having, like, a good time.
Yeah, and she can, he can even, if he doesn't know how to cook, he can even do, like, a potluck.
Right,
and
exactly.
And have her bring just a dish if she doesn't want to cook a whole lot.
Right, yeah. So I think that's great. You know, I think it's glad. It's a great thing that her family as well welcomed him. And it's been for like 3 years.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Gives you those warm, fuzzy feelings inside.
Yeah, I support it. I'm so glad
too.
That happened.
This is
like a really cute story that just keeps popping up every year.
It does
on social media.
Yeah.
So I think everyone on social media is glad about
You'll get
it.
To know who he is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll see it come up, I'm sure. Probably next year as
right.
well.
Right. Exactly.
The next story is another sort of uplifting one.
For the time being.
Yeah. Some could say this was like a Thanksgiving miracle.
Yes.
So apparently an ATM machine in Houston was accidentally dispensing $100 bills.
Yes.
Which I guess was like in place of the $10 bills or something.
I didn't know ATMs could dispense $10 bills.
I don't know. Maybe it was for, they said on the article I read $10, but when I first read it, it said that the person who first found out about it had gone to get a 20.
Okay.
And it gave him 100, so I don't know if maybe that was like supposed to give him two 10s or
It
just gave him one $100 bill.
Nice.
So I don't know how the machine was breaking it down.
Right.
I don't know how many different slots $100 bills were put into.
I know, right? Well, I used to work at a place where the ATM only dispensed $5 bills.
It
was really weird.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how this ATM broke down, what it dispensed.
Right. But $100.
But it was giving out $100 bills. And this happened on a Sunday night. And that's when a man went, it was a Bank of America ATM. He went in the evening. And as I said before, instead of getting $20 bills, the machine gave him a $100 bill. And then this is what divides me and this gentleman here.
Right.
He then posted it on social media.
Wrong
and a crowd
thing to do.
Rushed to the machine.
Yes. Wrong thing to do.
I would not have. I mean, maybe I would have, but I would have gone back a few times.
I would have maxed out my ATM
and then gone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Anyway, so as you can imagine, a crowd rushed to the ATM.
Yeah, and me and Heidi over here sound like criminals.
I know.
We're going to go back.
I know. We'll edit that out later.
Right.
It'll be fine. Leave no evidence.
Right.
And so apparently the crowd that rushed to the ATM, like fights broke out.
Oh my gosh.
And like yelling and stuff because there was a line, obviously,
right.
to get to this machine. And I guess, you know, you just want your $100 bills. You just want your free money.
Right.
And so people got into some fights and the machine dispensed these $100 bills for about 2 hours.
Oh my gosh.
And officers were called to the scene to secure the ATM around 11 p.m. which is
like, yeah, he shouldn't have said anything. I wouldn't have.
I feel like at some point someone would have noticed.
Well, yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he's the one who put it on social media. There could have been people before him that were taking out $100 bills that didn't post about it.
Exactly, because I totally would have been like, okay, I'm gonna withdraw $400 because that's like the max, and then you get like $400 worth, or
like $400 plus.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he was the nice person who posted on social media so other people could benefit. But, and this is, as I said, from Bank of America. And the bank said that the error was caused by a vendor, and that whoever got additional money can keep it.
Oh, happy holidays. Dang.
Yeah, basically. So it's because a vendor loaded $100 bills incorrectly into all the other slots.
Wow. And they get to keep that money.
They get to keep
it. Totally would have went back.
Right. I mean, I guess at the time you wouldn't know that you'd get to keep it, but.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I totally would have maxed it out either way if I got to keep it or not. I sound like a horrible person.
I mean, yeah. So that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. Bank of America can't come after you.
Right.
I mean, they probably can.
Yeah,
but they're
got
not going
on
to.
Yeah.
I know. They'll see your face.
That is pretty nice of them that even though, because like it's like I just said, they do have cameras on there, they let the people keep the money. That's pretty cool.
Right. But they also didn't give an estimate of how many people received the $100 bills or how much money was mistakenly dispensed.
I guess they wouldn't really be able to know either if it was in the wrong slot.
I don't think so, because I guess then they'd have to, well, they could, but then they'd probably have to track down the vendor and figure out how much that person put into the machine somehow.
I'm sure they like have to keep some kind of track of.
I'm sure they do. But that's awesome.
That is.
It's just free money.
That was free money. That was my Christmas money. No.
Well, that's, a lot of people were saying on this like article and like comments and stuff that it's like all the Christmas money that people want.
Yeah.
It happened on a Sunday, so it was after Black Friday. But you're in time for Cyber Monday.
Yeah, you are.
I mean,
go deposit it into your bank.
Right, exactly. Just go put it in a different ATM.
Yeah, seriously.
And hope that that's, that is crazy. I mean, you know, for all those people, congratulations. I just want to say we are the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
I know,
if you want to put in some
Heidi
donations.
And Ariane. Heidi.
If you want to listen in and maybe send some of that extra money over.
Dang, Texas. And I want to say good on Bank of America for doing something so generous and not just letting them keep it. That's positive vibes for them.
Right. I like to think it's just the holiday spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like any other time they would have been like, oh, we're going to get all that money back.
Right. So good for you guys for not, they didn't go through all the effort to track everyone down.
Yeah, lucky.
Yep. And, for all the people who were starting fights on the line for the ATM,
be greedy.
Calm down. Everyone's going to get their extra hundreds, because you can imagine someone would just be standing there.
Yeah.
Just trying to milk it all.
Oh yeah.
So, but that's gotta be rough.
Yeah. But you can only max out a certain, you can only pull out a certain amount.
I guess. But you don't know how many hundreds are in there.
Yeah, that's true.
So you want to get that person in front of you out of the way as fast as you can.
Yeah, that's true.
Or else you're just going to be withdrawing your normal amount of cash.
I know. Then you're just mad because you could have just kept it in the bank.
I know. Lucky Houston.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Good job, guys.
I hope you
know.
Maybe donate some
Bank
money
of America,
or something.
We live in Sacramento.
if you want to hand it over.
Right.
So we're going to take another break and then we'll come back and finish up our social media news.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to the Social Media News Podcast. Our next story is pretty funny.
Yeah, it is.
I laughed pretty hard when I read this.
Me too.
So apparently in Connecticut, there was a man who was pulled over for talking on his cell phone. And the officer who pulled him over, when the officer came to him, he said that he was not talking on his cell phone and that he was actually eating a McDonald's hash brown. So apparently the officer saw the man with the hash brown. It's like an oval shape, you know, it's kind of long,
right?
Which apparently was near his face because the man was eating it. The officer thought it was a cell phone. This guy got very upset because he was issued a $300 distracted driving ticket. And then he decided to go fight this charge in court.
Yeah.
Because he said he was wrongfully accused.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So, I would have. I'd have been like, no, I was just eating.
Right.
No.
That's like a weird, I don't know. I feel like it's a weird way to hold your hash brown.
But I mean, if it's just in your hand and you're just holding it, like maybe in between bites. That you just have it up like you're ready to, or like...
Or like you're on speakerphone on your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. I could see that. All right. Well, I guess it's about the size of a cell phone.
Yeah. In any case, I do want to mention that some states, I think, are making it illegal to eat and drive too.
Really?
Because it's like a hands-free kind of...
It's a distraction.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So luckily in Connecticut, he was...
Yeah, I guess...
How did this end out?
Well, so he went to court. Oh, and this man's name is Jason Stibber. And he went to court and he said, this is a quote, "I was eating a hash brown and he thought he saw a cell phone near my mouth." That's what he said to the court. And he said he also has his phone records show that he didn't make any calls around that time when he was ticketed.
Oh.
And the ticket was given to him in April, and then he had the trial in August, and then he lost that trial, unfortunately.
What?
But the man said he continued saying that he wasn't on his phone.
Yeah.
He said that he had a Bluetooth, and so there's no reason he would even hold the phone to his face.
Yeah.
And so now the reason the story is back up in the news is because he is scheduled for a retrial in December at the state superior court.
Wow.
And his quote is, "I'm going to trial for justice."
Yes. I mean, does he have his receipt from McDonald's? That would help.
Oh, yeah. You should get like a bank statement or something.
I know.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, have the McDonald's receipt because it says the date and time on there.
Right.
And with what you ordered.
Records.
Yeah, yep. He has his phone records. Like, it's all about proof, guy.
Yeah.
It's all about proof.
But, yeah, state superior courts. So, good for you, man.
Way to fight the system.
Right, exactly.
But a $300 for a distraction driving if you're eating, like...
That would hurt. But I wonder how much it costs them to go to court.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I feel like it... Like he said, it's for justice.
Yeah, so he must have some... But then it's like, don't they have cameras on the cars, like, or, you know...
On, like, a cop car?
Body cameras, even, like, so they can see, like, you know, it wasn't my phone.
I wonder if that would... Because I guess if you're from a distance, the camera would still just see a shape that kind of looked like a phone.
Exactly.
But yeah, a body cam would be helpful in that sense. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it's fair to have the he said, she said, but because you're not a cop, we're going to believe the cop.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably why he lost the trial. Originally, it probably became like a he said, she said incident. But we'll see. He's going to court December 7th. I wonder if he'll get his money back for that, for his hash brown, and then go buy more hash browns.
I know,
probably.
Right? Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck. Our next story is about a badly photoshopped picture of Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, this is so bad. It's badly
photoshopped. But the reason it is a social media news story is because a Twitter user posted the photo of a badly photoshopped Michael B. Jordan in the same photo with her.
Mm-hmm.
So over the weekend, this was writer Bolu Babaloa, and she posted on Twitter. It was a request, and she said, "I met this guy on holiday this summer. We had such a great connection, but I changed my number and we lost Twitch. Twitter, do your thing." And then posted the picture of her and Michael B. Jordan, the photoshopped picture of her and Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
And I will say, it's obvious that it's not really him in the picture.
I mean, the picture is him, but it's obvious that they're not really there together.
Right. Right. And so she posted this in all seriousness. Like, obviously she knows that it's not her.
Yeah.
And him, but like, she kept up this joke.
Yeah.
She has continued to keep it up. The tweet was shared around 13,000 times. And that was just when I read this, so it could be more today.
Right, exactly.
And the people of Twitter were quick to offer their assistance.
Yes,
there were many responses, and some people were supportive. Some people were not as supportive.
Yeah, some people just made the jokes about
it. I know.
It all.
There were some good jokes.
Yeah, they were.
So one user responded, and she said, "I'm actually a local Wakandan, and he's the king's cousin. All hell broke loose when he came to visit us last time, so be careful, girl, because he wants to take control of everything. He's calmed down and is pretty focused on boxing right now." and then this writer who originally posted, she replied like, "Oh, thanks for the info, girl."
Yeah.
And more people came back. One user in the movie Black Panther, when Michael B. Jordan is like in the museum,
yeah,
they took that like screenshot from the movie and posted it. And then said, "Listen, I think I snapped a pic of him in a museum once. Might have been with a girl, but could be wrong. We'll keep you posted. DM me." So like people are coming trying to help out.
Yeah.
And then to that was another response by the original poster who said, "Yes, that's him. Everyone keep your eyes peeled. Thank you. This is great. Your help is appreciated."
Yeah, I think she's just playing a really big joke.
I mean, she is, and she's kept it up.
Yeah.
And then people responded, obviously being like, "What are you talking about? It's not real."
Yeah. Like in all seriousness, but I really feel like she's just joking.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't really feel like she's like dead serious.
Oh, no. I don't think so either. Yeah. She's not like delusioned.
Right.
Yeah.
I
mean, she's the one who photoshopped a picture of her and Michael B. Jordan, that would be some serious delusion.
Yeah,
That's like multiple personalities where like one personality did it and the other one believes it or something.
Yep.
Like,
this is hilarious. Yeah,
it is funny.
How
and
it's still going.
Like, right. It's been going for a while.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's a writer. So I feel like this is just kind of like her, you know, like being creative,
yeah,
you know, and just keeping up a story.
Yeah,
like she's
exactly.
basically writing a story about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
One user replied to this post, to this tweet, and said, "I wish this worked. I'd make so many edits." And then she replied, "What worked?" And the user said, "I mean, I wish you could get whoever you wanted by photoshopping them into your pic and asking Twitter to do their thing. I'd make so many different edits of hot people beside me." And as we said, she keeps it up. The writer said, "I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry, this is a real photo. I would appreciate you not questioning my authenticity."
My authenticity.
But then the user came back and like backed down, and she was like, "Oh, my bad, all the best, and I hope you find that guy." He's a real hottie, don't let him slip away.
Right.
Twitter, let's help her find him. A love like this doesn't come by often.
Oh my gosh. And then the people who posted their own, like, with other people.
People then, like, "Oh, this was so successful." And it became, like, a Twitter trend.
Yeah.
And people posted other pics of them with other celebrities.
Yeah. Definitely, you could tell they're Photoshopped.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just all like, "Oh, my boo here."
Right, exactly. Or this girl posted a pic where she Photoshopped her and, like, Taylor Swift and was like, "Oh, my best friend.
Yeah.
We lost contact.
Yeah, get me her number."
Right. So it continues.
Which that might be scary because on another episode, I don't know if it was social media. I think it was social media where that one dude was,
oh,
like,
who was like a
Taylor Swift like
stalker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I
don't
know.
Give him any ideas, people.
Right. Be careful. If you're a stalker, please don't do this.
Yeah, please don't.
Just leave them alone.
This is hilarious, though.
Yeah. So good for everyone. I hope you all have fun with all of your Photoshopping, and good luck to all of you guys out there seeking celebrity love.
Right.
And I don't know if Michael B. Jordan has responded to this, but some users were angry. They were like, "Don't bring him into this."
Yeah.
And other people were like, "What are you talking about? It's like good fun."
And he seems like on interviews and things, he seems like he has a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I feel like he's too, like, why would I respond to something so
exactly.
dumb kind of
too? I don't know if he will, but it's pretty funny. So
I think it is.
Good job, guys. Keep it up.
Yeah.
I enjoy reading about them.
I think it's hilarious.
And thank you all for listening to this episode of Social Media News, and we hope that you will all tune in next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.